Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Seattle Seahawks and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? The Seahawks have had a lot of change this offseason. It's going to be a brand new team coming into the 2022 season. We're here to talk about their draft class and how they can help from day one, because I'm sure all of these gentlemen will be on the field with a ton of work to do this year. So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to talk more about each and every one of these players.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching from home or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. All of your listens and shares are the reason why we're able to bring you this amazing show every single week and on our podcast daily. So thank you so much. And every time that you need something to listen to, whether it's in the morning when you're on your way to work or if you're at your work, you're on your lunch break, or you're on your way home, or if you work a job where you're in your car or vehicle all day delivering or helping people out or getting people from place to place, we will be there for you with over 900 episodes of our podcast, so many of which are classic history specials that you can listen to anytime. So thank you so much for listening, and please let us know of anything that you'd like to hear in the future. So Mr. Logan Landers, the Seattle Seahawks, the NFL draft class for 2022. How do we do? What do we have to look forward to this season?
Let's get into it, man. All right. As you can see on the screen, they got a first-round selection. Pick 9, they go with offensive tackle Charles Cross from Mississippi State University. The Seahawks did not have a very good offensive line last year. Ranked as one of the worst in terms of just grade, sacks allowed, et cetera, et cetera. So they need some help, and they went with probably one of the best, if not the best, pass-blocking offensive linemen in the draft with Charles Cross. Great guy who's going to be an anchor on this offensive line for many, many, many years to come. Overall, great pick. I liked it here. It made a lot of sense. Then we're going to keep it moving here. We're going to go with round 2, pick number 40, linebacker Boye Mafe from Minnesota. Like I said, pretty solid here. The Seattle Seahawks needed some help with some pass rushing as well. Also ranked 31st against the pass. Here you go. You go with Mafe, who is good in pass coverage, can also get to the quarterback because he has great explosive, great athleticism, and he's got some really good traits that looks like it projects him to be a very good starter at the next level in the NFL. He's going to be really good at the linebacker position. So far, they're knocking out the park. And it keeps going. The hits keep on coming. The very next selection, round 2, pick 41, they go running back Kenneth Walker III out of Michigan State University. This is maybe the best running back in this class with Mr. Walker III. 2021, ran for over 1,600 yards, 18 touchdowns as well, and was also 6th in the Heisman overall. So, I mean, as a running back, that's pretty crazy nowadays. So, to be even selected for a Heisman, there you go. His pass protection, not the best, but this is a guy who you can give him the ball. And, I mean, with the Seahawks, who we don't know who's going to be their quarterback. Is it going to be Drew Locke? Is it going to be Geno Smith? Or is it going to be another third party who's going to come in at the end of the day? We don't know. So I feel like they're going to have to be very creative with their play calling this year. And by getting Kenneth Walker, someone who is a very good talent, I think that they have already done a bang-up job. They're going to have a good room with Chris Carson and Rashad Penny as well. So we're going to go round three, pick 72. Abraham Lucas from Washington State, offensive tackle. He is a very good player, has a lot of experience, had 43 starts in four seasons at Washington State for the Cougars. Like I said, he might need another year to develop or so, but he has some really good potential overall. Like I said, he went two offensive linemen, the first four picks. That was a big area of weakness for them last year. I like that they're addressing it this year, but I think that Lucas will definitely get to see the field. Probably some backup or a fringe starter overall, but overall, good pick. They go Kobe Bryant, the cornerback, round four, pick 109 from Cincinnati, one of the best teams in the country last year. A really good player. A 2021 Jim Thorpe Award winner. Top defensive back in the country. Like I said, we all know that Sauce Gardner was right there with him. He went to the Jets. But Bryant, 6'1", 198, prototypical build as a corner. Solid instincts. He'll definitely find a way onto the field this season, I believe. So a lot of hype around this young man. So far, man, I'm loving the Seahawks draft class so far. We're going to go round five, pick 153, another cornerback, Tariq Woolen from UTSA. Shout out to the Roadrunners out there. Good size for a corner, Jeremiah. 6'4", 205 pounds. I mean, that is a massive man to be at the corner. Someone who's going to need a little bit of coaching. Like I said, he's a huge guy. He's 6'4", but he ran a 4'4", 40-yard dash. So he's got some really good speed. You would think with that extra height, that might slow him down, but not for Mr. Tariq Woolen. Overall, good pick here. We'll see how the young man can do at the next level. We go round five, pick 158, defensive end Tyreek Smith from the Ohio State University. Round five, 158. They get a good pick here. Another edge rusher to help out. Smith, like I said, got some good upside. He's got a large, strong motor. He's going to keep going through the point of attack, into the ground, through the ground. And overall, like I said, a really good defensive piece, someone you can slide in as a rotational player early on. And then after a couple of years of coaching up, he could definitely slide into that starting role, I believe. No six-round selections, so we go all the way to round seven, pick 229. They go wide receiver Bo Melton from Rutgers University. Athletic, speedy, good wideout, ran a 4.34 40-yard dash. They went with speed once again. Really good show, showcasing explosive playmaking ability at Rutgers. Like I said, this is a guy who is a gadget player, can definitely do anything. If you need him to run some, if you want to hand him the ball, you can do it. If he wants to run for 20 yards and catch it deep, he can do that too. So overall, really solid pick here in the seventh round. Someone who's going to be getting a lot of touches, I think, in his career. And then finally, the last selection for the Seattle Seahawks. Round seven, pick 233 overall. They go wide receiver Derek Young from Lenoir Rhyne University. 6'2", 224, went to a Division II school. Like I said, seventh round pick, your last pick. This is someone you go with for potential alone, someone you like on film. Like I said, he got a knee injury this past season, but he did have 25 catches for 300 yards and four touchdowns before he unfortunately went down. So someone coming off of an injury, you're not expecting a lot from him this year. Someone you can have as that kind of third, fourth, fifth option that you can throw to a handful of times a season to see what they can do. But overall, right, not a bad selection for the last pick. I get that he dropped because of that injury, but we'll see what the young man can do from the small Division II school in Lenoir Rhyne. So overall, had to grade this draft class for the Seattle Seahawks. Overall, I think I like it. I'm going to go with an A- overall. I think this was a very good selection. They addressed a few points that they needed. A lot of people thought they were going to go with a quarterback, but they did not. I guess they're going to stick it out with the group they have at the moment. But I like the picks for the offensive line, the corners they got, the defensive linemen, et cetera, et cetera. I like the Kenneth Walker pick as well. So I think that, like I said, they addressed pretty a lot of positions, wide receiver, corner, defensive end, offensive tackle, running back, you name it, they did it. So overall, really good selection, a lot of variety, a lot of schools picked here. And obviously the Seahawks are going to be a little bit rough to watch this year. They're a rebuilding team. But give them a few years. Let these guys develop. Let the Charles Crosses, the Walkers, the Mafes of the world develop. And we'll see what they can do. I like that overall. They got a lot of potential with this draft class. And I'm excited to see what the Seahawks can do in the next couple of seasons. But overall, not a bad draft class. I enjoyed it. A-. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Not a bad draft class at all. They definitely got some prime picks. You're always excited to see some really top players from college going into amazing teams. So it's going to be very fascinating to see what people like Cross do once they get into the NFL. And if that change is good for them, if they make it, if it's something that, you know, really they're able to thrive in, or just like some draft recruits, once they get over there, they realize it's a whole different game over there. They have to work very hard to even maintain their position. Some people even change positions pretty thoroughly. And then we see them actually grow and develop into a different player than they were in college. So I'm super excited to see that as well. I'm sure all of us are at home. So if you are an amazing Seattle Seahawks fan, we want to hear from you. Put in the comments what you think about the draft. And if you're listening to our podcast, please give us a review over on Apple or anywhere that you listen to podcasts and just tell us, well, I love those Seattle Seahawks. I love what's going on with what they're doing. I would love to hear even more coverage. Go ahead. Put like that the review and send it, and we will read your comments. We will maybe even read them on the air if there's something that you have some great feedback on, and we would love to interact with you even more, because it's because of you that we're able to bring you our show every single day. So thank you so much to our audience, and thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that insightful breakdown of the Seattle Seahawks draft class for 2022 and all of the NFL picks that they picked from this exact team. So thank you so much to you. And I am your producer, Jeremiah Long. We'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.